Next case.
Case number 12800, Jonathan and Kelly Botzler seek variances from the front yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a through lot on the southwest side of Willett Road within the Ocean Village subdivision. The 911 address is 39693 Willett Road in Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 13, Parcel 1284. The applicant is seeking a 14.13-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed addition, a 14.2-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing dwelling. The dwelling has been built since 1982 and received a CO, so it can be administratively approved without this process. And we have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is John Rigo, 35481 Williamsville Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Thank you.
Jonathan Botzler, 39693 Willett Road, Bethany Beach, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for having us. I am the general contractor on this project, and this is my first time ever presenting in front of a variance committee, so forgive me, but I've been watching everybody else, and I think I've got
all
idea.
Night.
This home was, we were contracted to build that, or do this renovation for the Botzlers, and the design was done by Gregory Hastings, and the original survey was done by John Roach, and wanted to say that for the uniqueness of the property, when we start off with this, it is at the end of a cul-de-sac and has a weird property line, as it's a kite-shaped property line that goes back towards Route 1. Can't otherwise be developed, and the way that it's sitting is we have a very tight restrictions on this property line, and the design was associated with the setbacks that were given to us originally. The not created by the applicant situation is that John Roach originally put in a request with the county for the setbacks, and the county had given an answer to him on the setbacks of being 5 feet on the rear and front yard of this, and I think that paperwork is in this file for this application. And it wasn't until, so we have since gotten a foundation inspection and framed up the house, and it was at the framing inspection that it was brought to our attention that it looked like it was over the setbacks by the inspector. At that point, the inspector approved the framing inspection so that we could insulate the home and protect it with the siding and the water-resistant barrier. But since then, we have not moved forward with any additional work on the house because we wanted to make sure that this was done correctly. With altering the character of the neighborhood, there are several homes, and we've looked at two in particular that recently have been approved to have setbacks that are closer to Route 1 inside of that community recently, and this is what we're doing here is the existing house that is on there and the setback that was there. We've got a bump out of just a few feet that are coming up past this. It's not a large one. It's going back. So the existing house as it stands, and I believe it that was brought up, is already tighter and less than the setbacks that we have been given since the original request that has come in.
Questions?
Is the addition closer to Route 1 than what the deck was before?
Slightly, yes.
About 2 feet.
It's about 2 feet closer. And then you put an angle on it to match your side property line?
Correct.
Okay. And the house is on pilings?
Yes.
So that's considered a front yard, even though you're treating it more like a backyard?
Yes.
Because it's past the lot, through lot, excuse me.
Right.
Dr. Carson loves this.
And a little history, we bought the house about 4 years ago, and we didn't want to tear it down. We couldn't afford to tear it down. We redid the front deck. We got a building permit and had its house surveyed. The first year we were there, we started that project, and then the back deck was rotting, and soon the railing was getting unsafe. We decided it'd make more sense to put an addition rather than build a new deck in the back. And we went and had a survey again. We went and got an architect, and then we sought to get T&G Builders to build it. And we feel like we've just been working, trying to do all the right things, and that this popped up.
On top of that, I'd like to say that the Homeowners Association, once brought to their attention, has approved this this addition on the back with no opposition, and they had even given us some examples of other properties in the neighborhood that have received these types of variances.
Your neighbor said anything? Good, bad, one way or the other?
Positive. Jim and Anna next door, and Mark Carroll on the other side, both of them very supportive.
Okay.
What is the purpose of the addition, and what's the need?
It's a bedroom and bath, so we're going from a three-bedroom, two-bath to a four-bedroom, three-bath, growing family, grandsons, etc. Everybody's okay. Getting older, and plus it makes a better room for older people to access the bathroom, because the house was built in the 80s with two-foot doors and
so this
like
will
that.
Help you with accessibility as you get older?
Correct.
Okay. How tall will this be? I mean, how far, how much up in the air will it be?
No taller than the existing structure.
Okay. Mr. Sharp?
I take it there's no vehicular access to Route 1. Is that right? And that you don't believe that this will have any impact on visibility along Route 1?
Correct.
Is there a gap between your property line and the edge of paving of Route 1? It would appear so on the aerial photograph that's shown on the screen there.
There is a gap.
Okay, but how far is this addition from Route 1?
Is it 23 feet?
I think it's
25 feet.
I think it's
well, that's from the property line, but your Route 1, the road doesn't go right to your property line, as I
correct.
Understand, right?
Correct.
So I guess my question is it, if it's not 25 feet, is it 30 feet, 40 feet? What is that distance from the actual Route 1?
I think we have 1.4 feet from the fence to Route 1, to the edge of Route 1.
Okay.
And what on one, I'm sorry, on one quarter, and I believe on the other corner we have 1.6 feet.
So the road's really close then, it would appear.
To the fence.
Well, there's a shoulder. And then there's...
Oh, yeah, that's and they're showing it off of the...
That goes down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like the actual paving of the road.
Paving. When you get to the shoulder of the road, it's probably 12 feet from that property line.
And I apologize. The numbers that I was reading was off of one of the other surveys that it was given to me from that was approved for a variance. I apologize.
Yeah, one of the things we look at is, you know, that there are these roadways. So, you know, you're not 40 feet from the road. Or you're not 25 feet from the road. You're actually kind of like 20, 37 or so feet, it would sound like, if you said it was 12 feet to the edge of paving.
Right.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
If I remember correctly, those trees are real thick right there.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Like Leland cypresses or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I can even say to the fact that when this, as the businessman inside of me said, oh, you know what would be great is to put one of our signs out on the edge of this, on the back side of this home while we're building it so people can see the name of it. And then I went and looked at it and went, it's pointless to be able to do it.
Right. Does that conclude your presentation?
It does for me.
You can have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12800, Jonathan and Kelly Boltzer?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12800 for Mr. Jonathan and Mrs. Kelly Boltzer and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve case number 12800 for Mr. and Mrs. Boltzer for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique conditions due to the unusual shape and being a through lot. Due to such physical conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for more reasons.
And I too. So a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Case number 12801, Mark and